On July 14th, 2015, a NASA probe made it to the outskirts of our solar system and reached Pluto. Human beings have succeeded not in getting ourselves physically that far, but at least in sending an instrument 4.7 billion miles away into outer space. We've gone pretty far. But in comparison to the size of the universe, we haven't even taken a baby step. On this holy night, we try to conceive that the maker of the universe, who made things that are so far beyond our understanding, would choose to be born in a cave dug in the side of a hill in the Middle East. In the dirt. Why? Why would the maker of the whole universe become a baby, a human child? Was God trying to help us understand who he is? Or she? Or it? Is there any way that we could ever understand who God is? The maker of eternal creation? The maker of a universe so large that we can't even begin to conceive of it? Is there any way that God could possibly think that we could understand him? No, I don't think that God became a child so that we could understand God. I don't think that we can understand God. I don't think that our brains are anywhere near big enough. And if you think you understand God, it usually ends up in a disaster, right? No, we should always, always be filled with questions. We should always be unsure of the magnitude of God because we are tiny. No, I don't believe that God became a child so that we could understand God. I believe that God became a child so that we could understand ourselves, so that we could know what it really means to be human and to love. Every Sunday, I look out at my beloved congregation, and over the years, I've gotten to know so many of you, and you've allowed me into your lives. Into the hard parts, not just the good stuff. I've been with you when babies have died. I've been with you when people have lost children. I've been with you as people have struggled with addiction. And as I look out in the congregation on Sunday, there are times when I will see that there are two women sitting, one behind each other. Each has lost their husband within months, and they don't know each other. I will see grandparents whose grandson died unexpectedly at 25, sitting in the pew, and no one knows that they're suffering. Because we Americans, we try to pretend that we have it all together. When people ask us how we are, we say we're fine, when half the time we're not. We're afraid to show each other who we really are. We're afraid to show our brokenness. But love doesn't happen when people impress each other. Love doesn't happen when I found out you went to a great college and so did I. Intimacy doesn't work that way. No, we only learn to love when we share who we really are, the broken parts. When we share that we aren't that much different from that little baby that was born in the dirt. We've learned some stuff. We have some language, maybe some degrees, some experience, but really, when it comes down to the real questions of life, like our own death, we're just helpless. And we really don't know anything at all. A few weeks ago, a friend of mine who's a priest in California struggled with a family whose teenage boy was dying from cancer. He had been battling the cancer for 4 years. He finally told them he had had enough. He didn't want any more chemotherapy. He didn't want any more pain. He was ready to go. But this young man at 17 did an extraordinary thing. He said, "I want to go home, but I want you to invite everyone that I've known who wants to come and say goodbye." And all of the kids from his high school, they lined up, going out the front door and down the front path and down the street. They lined up so that every single one of them could walk by his bedside. And he told them wonderful things. He asked them to take care of his parents. He made jokes. When he knew someone, he told them that he had loved meeting them. And there he lay, helpless, bald, broken. And so full of love. Maybe God didn't come just to impress us. Maybe God just came to show us how to do this. So tomorrow, as you unwrap presents or call someone that you love, try being vulnerable. Try telling the truth and see what happens. You know, Jesus was born helpless and he died helpless. The maker of the universe. And if God could be brave enough to trust and be broken, to show us how helpless he can be, then maybe we can too. Amen.